Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topics of the ancient practice of hanging and its symbolism, the mention of hanging in Deuteronomy, and how Jesus is portrayed as the ultimate curse bearer in Christianity. Today's Bible verses are from Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 22 to 23. If a man guilty of a capital offense is put to death and you hang him on a tree, his corpse shall not remain on the tree overnight. You must bury it the same day. Anyone who is hanged is a curse of God. You shall not defile the land the Lord your God is giving you as a heritage.
In the book of Deuteronomy, there's a passage that tackles the fate of a man who is found guilty of a capital offense. It explicitly states that if such an individual is put to death and hung on a tree, their corpse should not be left hanging overnight. Instead, it must be buried on the same day. The reason for this is that anyone who is hanged is regarded as a curse of God. This instruction serves both a social and theological purpose. On a social level, the practice of publicly displaying the bodies of executed criminals by hanging them was meant to act as a deterrent to future crimes. It served as a stark reminder of the severe consequences that awaited those who committed serious offenses. However, alongside the need for justice, there was also a recognition of the importance of showing mercy, even to the worst members of society. Therefore, the requirement to remove the criminal's body before the next day communicated the significance of extending compassion, even when faced with heinous crimes. For the Hebrew audience, seeing a lifeless body hanging from a tree represented cursedness. It served as a visual reminder of the consequences of rebellious and sinful actions. Within their covenantal context, the Jewish people understood that cursedness was not a direct result of hanging from a tree. Rather, the offender's cursed status led to their shameful public exposure after death. The act of hanging was not meant to bring about death itself, but rather to expose the curse that had come upon the individual. This concept of curse and hanging takes on a profound significance when we consider Jesus. He becomes the vicarious curse bearer, willingly taking on the punishment for the sins of others. In this case, the nation of Israel represents the ones for whom Jesus carries the curse. The curse mentioned in Deuteronomy finds its ultimate fulfillment in Christ, who willingly offers himself as the cosmic vicarious curse bearer. The body of Jesus, hanging on the cross, becomes the ultimate propitiation that satisfies God's wrath against his unfaithful covenant people. By bearing the curse in their place, Jesus offers them the opportunity for redemption and restoration. Therefore, this passage from Deuteronomy takes on a much deeper meaning when viewed through the lens of Jesus' sacrificial death. It serves as a poignant reminder that Jesus became the ultimate curse bearer, willingly hanging on the cross to bring forgiveness and salvation to all who believe in him. Through his act of love and sacrifice, he offers us the chance to be free from the curse of sin and to inherit the eternal blessings of God. In conclusion, the passage from Deuteronomy instructs that a man guilty of a capital offense should not remain hanging on a tree overnight. It serves as both a social deterrent against crime and a theological reminder of the consequences of sinful actions. When seen through the lens of Jesus' sacrificial death, this passage takes on a deeper meaning, highlighting Jesus as the ultimate curse bearer who offers redemption and restoration to all who believe in him.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for your guidance, your grace, and your unwavering love that sustains us each day. As we part ways, we ask for your continued blessings to be upon us and upon all those we hold dear. May your presence be felt in every aspect of our lives, guiding our steps and filling our hearts with peace. Grant us the strength to face whatever challenges may come our way, knowing that you are always by our side. Help us to be a light unto others, spreading kindness, compassion, and love wherever we go. Bless us, O Lord, as we go our separate ways. May your peace abide with us now and forevermore. In your name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for the time we've shared together. May blessings abound in your life, filling each day with joy, peace, and fulfillment. Take care.